Audubon prints are some of the first detailed artistic representations of animals from across America. The prints donated to the University of Utah are known as the Quadrupeds of North America. Allison Connor is the reference librarian for special collections at the University of Utah. She works with the rare art that the U acquires.
They're very well done colored printing in a time when colored printing is very difficult to do. They're done with a process called lithography, which is when you print on a stone. You etch image into a stone and then you print it off of a stone. The original production had 300 subscribers, so there were about 300 of these books that were produced. So there's a kind of a small number of the items that still exist, right? So that's part of what makes them rare. So there's not very many that were made, and there's a high demand for them because of their artistic quality and their kind of historical value.
The historical aspects of the book are not only important to researchers studying color printing, but to biologists wanting to learn about the animals in the book.
To be able to see these up close and in detail is something that not very many people get that opportunity. And this is now something that researchers here at the University of Utah, but also anybody from anywhere, can come into our special collections and ask to see these materials, and we make them available.
Public access to Audubon's work ends in September. After that, his hand-painted prints will be stored at the library. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Sarah Albertson.